Seattle Public School educators will stage a one-day walkout May 19th. The Seattle Education Association is the latest of 29 teachers' unions across the state that has voted to participate in one-day walkouts. It's an appeal to lawmakers for more money and smaller class size. Jonathan Knapp is president of the Seattle Education Association. He says up to 5,000 Seattle educators will participate in the walkout. Their reasons can be boiled down to two words.
It's time. It's time for Washington legislators to step up to the 21st century needs of public education and fully fund public education.
What actually will the educators do on the day that you walk out?
May 19th is going to be a day of action across the city where we'd like educators and all the parents who would love to come and support us to join us at the high schools for a picket. Most of the high schools are sort of in more visible areas. A lot of our small elementaries are kind of lost in residential neighborhoods. So we're focusing on the high schools in the morning. And then from there, we'll have buses that'll bring folks downtown for a march and a rally.
There's two things that occurred to me. May 19th, despite whatever the testing schedule is, this is a school day. You're asking your educators to walk out of the classroom.
That's what a one-day walkout is. Don't do a walkout on the weekend.
Well, yeah. That's true. What kind of impact is this going to have on students?
So we have not had the conversation yet fully with the district, but in initial conversations, we understand that the district would close school that day.
Are district officials supportive of this action?
I think that you'd have to talk to Superintendent Larry Nyland around that. What I do know is that they've been lockstep with us about advocating for ample funding for public schools. And really, they've been a party to the Supreme Court lawsuit that resulted in the McCleary decision, and that they are, firmly in the camp with us that funding for public schools has to be improved.
Jonathan Knapp, it's interesting that you choose the pickets in front of the schools because, in fact, it's not the school district and it's not the school administrators that you have a beef with, correct?
That's absolutely right. This action is focused on legislators, but, we got to start somewhere, and so it's natural for educators to start at their schools. But that's why midday we'll be coming downtown to make a larger public statement as well.
How much impact do you really think this is going to have on state lawmakers?
I don't know, but we've got to try. I mean, we've really done everything we can do to move the legislative process. We've been lobbying for years. We created an initiative around class size that passed statewide. We and other folks have put together the lawsuit for the McCleary decision that started a dozen years ago or so and culminated in 2012. We've done all those things, and yet legislators seem intent on, dragging their feet and trying not to live up to what we need in order to have a first-class 21st century education system.
That's Jonathan Knapp. He's president of the Seattle Education Association. Knapp says up to 5,000 educators will walk out of Seattle schools May 19th. He also says the school district is considering closing that day. We called the district. They told us they haven't decided yet whether or not they'll close schools. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins me now. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Marcy.
As we just heard from Jonathan Knapp, this is almost 5,000 educators staging a walkout in the state's biggest city. What impact, if any, do you think this will have on lawmakers?
Well, obviously, the intent of these walkouts is to apply pressure to lawmakers to up their funding for public education. I think how this is received depends on who you're talking to. I mean, remember that the teachers' union is a major funder of Democratic Party politics in this state. We're talking about 5- and 6-figure checks. So Democrats are careful about how they talk about these and react to these. A couple of weeks ago, the governor said that while he doesn't necessarily approve of these one-day walkouts, he understands teacher frustration. You talk to Republicans down here, and there's actually a bill that's been introduced by Senator Tim Shelton. He's a Democrat who caucuses with Republicans that would basically prohibit teachers from being paid on these days.
So that's interesting. It really is split down party lines that way?
It is. It's also we've had attorneys general over the years say that teacher strikes are illegal. We went back into the files, and in fact, the Washington Education Association has a history on teacher strikes. going back to the early 70s in Southwest Washington, a judge sent some union leaders to jail for something like 43 days. But we really, you know, it's sort of like, are these allowed? Are they legal? Probably not. Is anything going to be done to sort of sanction the teachers? Probably not. The sanction is the kids are going to have an extra day tacked on to the end of the school year.
If they close, it's likely to be a snow day, as we didn't have much snow on this part of the state. Just a last quick question. You see rallies of all types in Olympia, from citizens, gun rights, gun opponents, you know, educators, lawmakers. Everybody's got a favorite subject that they want lawmakers to act on. Do any of these kind of public demonstrations have an impact on lawmakers?
You have to believe that these groups wouldn't do them if they didn't think that they have an impact. We can talk after the final budget deal comes out, but my guess is that this does not have the effect of convincing a plurality of lawmakers to pass a large tax increase that's going to, for instance, fully fund the class size measure that comes with a $2 billion price tag, or puts in place a capital gains tax. Maybe I'll be proved wrong, but I don't think it's going to have that kind of effect. It may push some things on the margins. Maybe they'll do a little bit more for schools and teachers because of these kinds of actions. And maybe it'll just make some people angrier, and maybe there'll be a penalty for it. We'll have to wait and see.
That's our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.